Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. First and foremost, I would like to apologize for my absence last week, but as we get into today's episode, I hope you will understand why. And I know that you actually will. I don't even know why I'm saying I hope, because every time I've ever had to skip a week of anything, everyone has been, well, mostly everyone, but like those are the people that matter to me. Everyone has been very kind and understanding and gives a lot of grace, which I just love and means a lot to me. But we're back. Hello. How's everyone doing? I hope you're doing well. Obviously, you can read the title. And today we're going to be talking about something that I have experienced so many times in my life on various scales of intensity. And this thing is the culprit for why there was no episode last week and no video last week also. Today we're going to be talking about burnout. And one of my favorite topics, I made a YouTube video about this when I was still in college, so probably three or four years ago, somewhere around there. I don't even remember what I said in that, but I mean, a lot has changed in the last few years, but also a lot has stayed the same with how burnout affects me. It truly affects everybody differently, and it's hard to say like one blanket statement or make generalizations about it, because it affects everyone differently. It's triggered by different things for different people and all of that. It's just very nuanced. So today, as I'm talking about this, I'm going to be strictly talking from my own perspective, because obviously I'm the only person that I can speak for. And so if something I say doesn't relate to you, that's okay. But if it does, then great. I think that burnout is something that we all have experienced at least once. I think that especially with the toxic productivity culture that we kind of live in, and the grinded out hustle mentality of feeling like you always have to be doing something. And if you aren't being productive 24/7, if you're not putting a million things on your to-do list and getting them all done every single day of your life, like never taking a break, that is what is like almost praised, it feels like, in the productivity culture that I am referring to. And that is literally just a fast track to burning out. But I'm getting ahead of myself. We need to do my little intro catch-up segment prompts, as you guys know, to discuss what's going on in my life. Most of what I have to share about life updates and things that have been going on, I'll get into in the main part of this episode about burnout. But there are some other things as well. So let's get into it. First, what's Hannah drinking today? It is 7:30 p.m. when I'm recording this right now, and I just made myself a coffee. I actually got a new almond milk. It's actually a coconut almond milk of some sort. It's by Califia. How do you pronounce that brand? Hold on. Califia?
Califia Farms.
Califia? Really? What the anyway, you guys know what I mean. If you've seen the brand, they make like nut milks and creamers and stuff. I got this new nut milk. I've been using almond milk, but I found this one at Target and I thought it was interesting. It's like a toasted coconut almond milk. So I tried it today and I added just like a splash of my sugar-free vanilla syrup and also just like maybe a teaspoon of brown sugar to it. And it actually is really good. Like, it's actually kind of delicious. I love coconut. And I can definitely taste the like hint of coconut in this. It's making me really happy. So that's what I'm drinking today at 7:30 p.m. But hey, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know what I mean? Next. One thing that I am grateful for right now. Wait, no. Which one do I do first usually? I'm going to do the what I'm excited for, looking forward to this week, and then I'll do the what I'm grateful for right now. So what I am looking forward to this week, what I'm excited about, there's actually a lot going on this week. I'm going to have a very social week. It's actually, is this technically Halloween? Because Halloween is like on a Monday or a Tuesday. Like, I think this is the weekend that people are celebrating. Yeah, Halloween is next Tuesday. So I think this is like technically Halloween, and then this weekend is Halloweekend. And I typically don't do anything for Halloween. This might be an unpopular opinion, and you know, to each their own, but Halloween is just not one of my favorite holidays. It was when I was a kid and I would go trick-or-treating, and that was like the highlight of my entire year besides Christmas. But since I've gotten older, and honestly since the last time I trick-or-treated, I just haven't really cared much. Like, I love fall. Fall's my favorite season. But Halloween as a holiday, I just have never really, I don't know. It just doesn't speak to me as much anymore. But this year, I actually have some really fun plans with friends this week. Some are Halloween related, some are not. I have an event that Amanda invited me to that is going to be like a Halloween event party thing hosted by Kelsey Ballerini. Like, what the fuck? She just sends me this and she's like, hey, do you want to go to this Halloween party with Kelsey Ballerini? And I'm like, what? What? Like, these things just will never be real to me. I'm just so grateful to be a plus one. So that's going to be really fun. And Amanda and I are, it said costumes and courage. So we're kind of doing like the bare minimum costume, but I feel like it's going to be kind of cute. We have like a dark angel and a light angel. So I'm going to wear a black dress and black wings and a little black halo. And then she has a white dress, white wings, white halo. So that'll be kind of fun. Little mini costume, not very difficult to put together. Just had to order the wings and the halo on Amazon, and they literally came in a set, and then everything else I already have. So if you're looking for a last minute Halloween costume to do with your friend, that could be an easy one with stuff you already probably have in your closet. So that is one of the things that I'm doing this week, which is like so exciting. I'm in awe of the whole thing, but I think it's gonna be really fun. Then Amanda also invited me to, there's this rooftop bar, and I thought that it was a club already, but I have no idea. It's called Mr. Purple, and they're having this like opening party event thingy, and Amanda was invited. She's allowed to bring a plus one, and she invited me. So I'm going to that as well. And then that is actually on Amanda's birthday. So another thing I'm excited for this week, Amanda's birthday. If you didn't know, Amanda is my best friend, and she's also a YouTuber and other various social media platforms, and I'm literally always with her. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen her face before. But so it's her birthday, we're doing that on her birthday, and then she's having a birthday party the next day, which I'm so excited for. She's renting out this little like coffee shop that you can rent for events, which is really cool, and just gonna have like a small-ish group of people hanging out, eating pizza. Just, I'm so excited. It's going to be such a fun week. My friend Emma's coming in again. Y'all have heard me talk about Emma, one of my best friends. She lives in Boston, but is never really in Boston. She comes to New York quite frequently, which is good for me, selfishly. But she's coming in this weekend for Halloween. She'll be there at Amanda's birthday party. And then our other good friend, Lena, is coming in this weekend. And I'm so excited. I haven't seen her in a minute. So the four of us are going to do our, you know, tradition of getting food, getting dinner at L'Apicor together. L'Apicor Bianca is one of my favorite restaurants in New York City. I have literally only ever gotten the rigatoni vodka with burrata. I've never gotten another entree from there. I've tried almost all the appetizers and they're phenomenal, but that pasta is so good that I refuse to stray. And I have screamed about this place from the rooftops. I've told everybody I know about it. Whenever people come and visit me here, I bring them there. It's a fun time. So I think the four of us are going to do that this weekend, and I'm really excited. So basically, there's a lot going on socially, and I think that I'm really excited for it. Like, sometimes looking at a busy social week can make me feel a little bit drained in advance, but I think, like, I'm spending most of the time with my best friends this week, and they don't drain my social battery. So I feel like that's why I'm not really worried about it, you know what I mean? I'm just a very independent person. I always have to have my alone time at the end of the day and time to decompress and everything. But with that being said, I also love being with the people I love and having fun with people I love. So I'm just excited that I'm able to do that and that I get these opportunities to hang out with my friends and that I even have amazing people in my life. Like, I'm just really grateful for all of that. So those are a bunch of things that I'm excited for this week. I know that this prompt is supposed to be like one thing, but I can never just pick one thing. If I have to pick the thing I'm most excited about, I'd be here all day weighing the pros and cons of everyone and trying to pick the legitimate one that I'm most excited about. And then even then, I probably wouldn't be able to decide because I am horrible at making decisions. So that is that. Then finally, one thing I'm grateful for right now. I'm trying to think of something that I haven't said before, but I also don't exactly remember all the things I've said. You know what? I'm grateful for my grandma's French onion soup recipe right now. I made French onion soup for the first time ever a couple of days ago. That's going to be in this coming Sunday's vlog, by the way. My home cooking with Hannah segment is going to be French onion soup. So for you French onion soup lovers or just anyone who loves soup season, watch out for that because y'all, this is one of the greatest things I've ever made. I literally tasted and I was like, there's no way I made this. So I want to shout out my grandma for providing me this recipe and providing me the cute little French onion soup crock thingies to like serve it in. I just love it. I've been on such a French onion soup kick lately for some reason. I don't know. Fall is soup season, obviously. And I love a variety of soups. I love soup a lot. It's actually one of my favorite things, I think. Like, there's so many different kinds, and I love most of them, honestly. But French onion soup has just been my go-to this season for some reason. And I finally made it myself. And I truly surprised myself. I didn't know I was capable of it. And it's all thanks to my grandma's recipe, I think. And also maybe the fact that I'm getting better at cooking, which is cool. Love to see some progress and growth. I figured I'd get there eventually, but you know, good things take time and practice and all of that. But I'm grateful for that. I'm actually going to heat that up for dinner when I'm done recording this. And I'm very freaking excited about it. All right, that is my catch up part one. And now let's get into sort of catch up part two, but essentially just the main topic of this episode, which is burnout. I wanted to talk about this week because, well, first and foremost, last week I was experiencing such intense burnout. Like, I genuinely felt, this is how I know when I'm experiencing true burnout and not just like not feeling like doing something. When I'm burnt out, it feels like I'm standing in quicksand. And like I'm trying to move, but I can't. Like I just can't. It feels like I'm stuck in place. And every time I move, I just can't. If I feel like that in the moment, I know that that's burnout and not just me being lazy. Because the two, I get confused a lot of the time. Just like sometimes I get my intuition and my anxiety confused, actually a lot of the time, because they feel the same and they sound the same in my mind. Burnout and just me calling myself lazy, there's a fine line. It's like, can I actually do this? Or am I making excuses? Am I really that exhausted? Yes or no? If no, then, you know, maybe I'm just being lazy. If yes, I'm probably burnt out. And I've experienced burnout so many times at this point over the last 5, 6, whatever years, that I feel like I'm pretty good at detecting when that is the case. And last week, I was trying to fight it at the beginning of the week. I was trying to convince myself that I wasn't burnt out and I was just lazy. And I was like, honestly, being mean to myself and getting down on myself because I was convincing my brain that I wasn't burnt out. Because being burnt out, no one wants to be burnt out. No one wants to have to deal with that, because then you actually have to figure out how to get out of the burnout. And that takes longer than like a day. And a lot of the time, people don't have the time to fully get out of a period of burnout. It's really just about recharging enough that you can continue going. Burnout to me is a big ass mountain that needs to be climbed, but it's like it takes time to fully get over it and over to the other side of the mountain. And a lot of the time, that time is not like realistic to take to do that. Let me just begin my actual discussion on this with talking about what exactly burnout is. I found just a broad basic definition from the APA Dictionary of Psychology. And according to that, burnout is defined as, quote, physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion accompanied by decreased motivation, lowered performance, and negative attitudes towards oneself and others, end quote. I was doing some research just so that I could give you guys good information about what this is actually defined as legitimately. And I came across an article from the Cleveland Clinic called Signs of Burnout, and it quoted Dr. Adam Borland. I will link these websites and sources in the show notes if you want to read more. But Dr. Adam Borland, quote, if you're used to going 100 miles an hour and then suddenly take your foot off the accelerator, you're now still going at 85. However, you may feel that that's somehow not good enough because you're so used to going at 100 miles an hour. There will be times where you have to go a little faster, but we can't sustain that 100 miles an hour all the time, end quote. This is kind of what I was referring to with productivity culture and the grinding mindset and feeling like you always have to be productive all the time and just grind, 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 like putting your all into everything, going 110%, doing above and beyond every single day. That is the going 100 miles an hour. It's not sustainable all the time. It just isn't. We're human beings, we're not robots, and that is the source. That is what it all comes down to. When you treat yourself like a robot instead of a human being, and you try to take on a gazillion things and go 100 miles an hour every single day, never taking your foot off the gas because you think that that's just grinding it out and like that's what you should be doing, you're gonna burn out. It's literally the textbook recipe for burnout right there. Another thing that I've noticed about burnout in my own experience, and also this came up when I was reading, is that the symptoms of burnout and depression can sometimes mirror each other. So going back to the definition of burnout that I just read, you are physically, emotionally, or mentally exhausted, decreased motivation, lowered performance, negative attitudes. Those things can also be seen with depression. As somebody who has been diagnosed with depression, not just like pulling this out of my ass. I mean, this is my personal experience. Those are all symptoms I have experienced while in a depressive episode. So the symptoms of burnout and depression can mirror each other, which can be confusing. But it's important to note that burnout does not equal depression. Just because you may be burnt out doesn't mean you're necessarily depressed. They're two different things. Depression can be clinically diagnosed, but I wanted to make that distinction. I've already kind of mentioned what can cause burnout. The example I gave was treating ourselves like robots and not like human beings. But I have some others that I want to touch on as well. These are just some of the causes. I feel like, as I said, it's so nuanced. There's so many specific circumstances that can lead to burnout for different people. It just depends on what you do, who you are. Yeah. But I think with that being said, one of the most general across the board causes of burnout is workload. And that could be school workload, workload for your job, whether it's work being assigned to you or work that you're taking on yourself voluntarily. Maybe you're biting off more than you can chew when you don't necessarily need to, but you're an overachiever, you're a go-getter, you want to take on a lot of tasks to prove that you can and to make yourself feel productive and like you're grinding and like you're always getting ahead. But if your workload is too much, it's too much for you to handle, it's too heavy, and you start to treat yourself like a robot and not a human being, that can cause burnout. There's also the workload that's assigned to you. The video that I made on my YouTube channel about burnout, I made during college, and I was feeling burnt out in college with the work I was being assigned in my classes, because it can be a lot. Time management is so important when it comes to workload. I started to struggle with that my junior year of college when COVID hit, and I genuinely don't feel like I've ever been able to pick it back up since, which has been an issue. A heavy workload coupled with not great time management skills equals burnout almost every single time, at least from my experience and in my case. And I'm probably not the only person who has experienced that. I think that when I had heavy workloads my first years of college, I was all right with it because my time management skills were better. But I blame everything on COVID. I mean, yes, I need to like actually figure it out myself and not just blame it on COVID, but that's when I noticed the decline in my motivation to be good at time management. And that has screwed me literally all the time since. So workload is a huge, huge cause of burnout. Another one is a lack of reward or recognition. Burnout can happen when you're busting your ass, you're working so hard all the time, and you feel like it's not making a difference. You can feel like it's not making a difference. Maybe it is, but maybe it's not being voiced to you that it's making a difference. If you aren't being recognized or in some way rewarded financially or just words of encouragement or promotions or something, then again, you can feel like you're running yourself into the ground and running a race you can't win. And then the last one I wanted to touch on is community or lack thereof. It's so important to have people to talk to relate to work alongside. And this is something that I really struggle with as somebody who is self-employed. And this isn't me complaining either. I choose to be self-employed. I like being self-employed, but with anything in life, there's good things and there's bad things. And one of the more challenging things about the fact that this is my job is that I don't have necessarily a community of coworkers. I have other people that I know who do the same thing as me, but we all kind of work in our own silos. It's not like I'm going into the office and we're all collaborating on one goal. We all have our own thing, which honestly, that is my community. And it's just kind of the way that I look at it. Like, it can be hard to foster a community of like-minded people or people who are in similar circumstances or similar jobs when you are self-employed, but if you can find those people, that can truly make a huge difference. Just having people to talk to and to relate to and to make you feel like you're not alone. If you don't have that, that can lead to burnout. And this is an interesting situation because it can take more effort mentally, emotionally, even physically sometimes to establish and maintain a community of people. And that, just the act of doing that, of establishing and maintaining connections with people, can feel even harder when you're already on the brink of burnout or burnt out. Because burnout, again, is physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion. Decreased motivation, negative attitudes, lowered performance, like those things are all directly holding you back from establishing and maintaining a community, which is something that's important to do. So ideally, you would want to establish your community before you get burnt out, but also who knows when burnout's going to hit, but you also can kind of tell sometimes when it's creeping up. But if you're trying to establish a community of people during a period of burnout, it's going to be hard. And if that is you, I'm just kind of speaking into the abyss right now, but my advice that no one asked for is to heal as much as you can from your period of burnout, and then you have a little bit more energy and effort, then you can do these other things and you can find your community of people. It's just really hard to do everything at once, especially when you're already feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling burnt out, you're feeling like everything's too much. Adding one more thing to your plate is probably not what you want to do. So if you're realizing, as I'm saying this, that any of these things that I just said that are causes of burnout are problems for you, they're causing you burnout and you want to fix them, that kind of the issue is that you can't fully dive into bettering these things until you've recharged enough and you feel like you're kind of out of the woods, as Taylor Swift once said, of your period of burnout. So this is actually kind of a great segue into how I quote unquote recover from a period of burnout. How do you get out of burnout? How do you get back up on your feet? How do you feel like you can regain a control of your life? And I put recover in quotes because I don't even know if I've ever fully recovered from a single period of burnout ever in my life. And I've been through many, many of them. I don't know if I've ever fully recovered, because the biggest issue with burnout is that, in my mind anyway, and from what I've experienced, to completely recover from it, you'd have to basically do nothing for a long period of time. And that is just not feasible in most circumstances. I mean, I'm self-employed, you know, I guess I technically could, but that would just not be smart for me. It wouldn't be smart for financially. My income is dependent on how much I work, obviously. So for the amount of time that I would need to literally do nothing to fully feel like I've escaped burnout, I don't know if it's feasible. It's definitely not feasible for most people. And when I say do nothing, I mean not doing anything that's causing me an ounce of anxiety or making me feel overwhelmed. It's releasing the workload, releasing the pressure, releasing all of the weight of the burnout off my shoulders. And this is my number one. It's, as I just said, like, it's, I can't do nothing for an extended period of time, but I can make time to do nothing enough that I can recharge, basically. That's my plan of attack for burnout that I've been practicing as of late. Just recharging enough to keep going. And I know myself, I know what I need at this point. I know what my body and my mind respond well to, and it's this, okay? Number one, do nothing. Literally do nothing. For me, this means letting go of, intentionally allowing myself to release any thoughts of anything that are giving me anxiety. I did this one time for just one day. I took one day, and this is a good opportunity for like a weekend too. If you've got a free weekend, take that time to just kind of wipe your mind blank. I've realized that there's a difference between doing nothing and doing nothing intentionally. The first one, doing nothing, is what happens when I'm procrastinating. I know I've got things to do, but instead of doing them, I'm just thinking about doing them. I'm building up anxiety at the thought of doing them. Technically, I'm doing nothing, but my mind is working overtime and she is spiraling. She is getting pissed off at me for not doing what I need to do, for procrastinating. That is the first do nothing. That's not what I mean. That is not going to help you heal from burnout. And I learned that, I mean, before, but I learned it again last week, because that's what I did for the first day. I told myself I was going to allow myself to do nothing, but then I was still thinking about all of these things, letting them completely consume me, getting down on myself about them. And I realized at the end of that day, I didn't feel any more rested. I didn't feel any more recharged. I felt worse. I felt more depleted, more down on myself. And so that form of quote unquote doing nothing is not actually doing nothing, because your brain is still doing something. It's worrying. Obviously, you can't stop all worrying from happening, but I'm referring to the worrying about the specific things that are causing me to feel burnt out. I do this thing where I feel like I need to solve all of my problems right now. So if I can't think through something and figure out a solution and then magically be better, I get really frustrated with myself. So that's kind of what happens when I do that version of doing nothing. Now, the version of doing nothing that I actually has found to work for me to help me to recover from burnout is intentionally doing nothing. The intention is the difference. It's the key. When I'm doing this, I am releasing the weight off of my shoulders of whatever it is that has been leading me to feel burnt out, whatever it is that I am mulling over in my mind. If I can't do something about it right this second, I can't fix it right this second, I allow myself to let it go for right now. I just need a second, maybe a day, however long, basically as long as you possibly can within your own schedule. Taking that time to remove the weight of your thoughts, the weight of the burnout from your shoulders, and let yourself breathe is what I mean. this is the most powerful thing that I have found to do to recover from a period of burnout is to do nothing. I have to let that weight come off my shoulders. I have to give it permission to come off my shoulders. And this part is tough sometimes because I can just even feel more lazy. It's easy to get down on myself when I'm like allowing myself to not think about these things that I know I need to be thinking about, but it's a temporary thing. It's not like I'm throwing all these thoughts and all the things I need to do away forever. It's just, I have to give myself a chance to breathe right now. I have to lift the burden for just a period of time until I am recharged enough and I am able to tackle it. It's giving yourself a break. Going along with that, when I do nothing intentionally, the goal almost for me is to let myself get bored. I want to get back to a point where I look forward to doing my tasks, to problem solving, to coming up with solutions, to creating, all of that stuff. I have to let myself get bored and be bored, because when I give myself permission to not think about the things that are causing me stress or anxiety, I'm wiping away my mind. I'm making it that my mind is empty. It's blank. And so when my mind is freed up from anxious thinking, I can see inspiration again. I can seek out things and notice things that I hadn't noticed before because my entire bandwidth of my mind was filled with anxious thoughts and stress and the weight of the burnout. All of these things are a domino effect. Doing nothing, getting bored, then being able to once again find inspiration. It was probably already there before. I just couldn't see it because I was too preoccupied with the other things. So when I lift those, that is when I am able to become reinvigorated and re-inspired. I think about this specific phrase a lot, and it's that your phone charges faster when you're not using it at the same time. This idea is the exact same in my experience with recovering from burnout. You are the phone. I am the phone. And if I need to recharge myself, I plug myself into the charger. If I'm still using my mind, I'm still worrying, I'm not letting my mind have rest, I'm still allowing the weight of all of the anxieties and stresses to weigh me down while I'm trying to charge, I'm probably either not charging at all because I'm still using so much energy, or I'm charging at literally a snail's pace. When I'm charging my phone and I'm also on social media, or I'm watching a video, or I'm listening to something, or I'm FaceTiming my mom, my phone doesn't charge nearly as fast as it does when I put it on the charger, turn it off, and just let it go. It's the exact same in this scenario. I will recharge faster if I'm not expending my energy continuing to ruminate on all of the things that are causing me to need to recharge in the first place. Looking at it like that, it just makes so much more sense. I'm a visual learner. So every time that I can attach a visual explanation to something, it always helps. And this is the best one that I have. It illustrates the exact point that I'm trying to make with everything that I've just said. Your phone charges faster when you're not using it. Your mind charges faster when you're not using it. You get more energy back when you're not also expending energy at the same time. It's just math, you know what I mean? And then once you've recharged enough that you can keep going, when you're coming out of it a little bit, it's important to be aware and try to prevent the next period of burnout as best as you can by implementing maybe better time management or just learning from your last burnout period, really thinking about it, maybe journal about it. What led you to these feelings of burnout? And what in that could you control? What could you do better with? What could you try to improve? It's really important to be introspective here because that's, I feel like, the only way for you to start noticing the patterns, to acknowledge what it is that you could do better. You have to try to make those improvements, or else you're just going to keep falling into the same cycle every time. And it's going to be triggered by the exact same things every time if you don't recognize them and make an effort to improve them. Now, of course, there could be new things that come up, and there honestly probably will be, because that's just life, that cause you to burn out again. But that's another opportunity for you to recognize those new things and figure out how you can improve them, what control you have over them, how you can take control of, you know, whatever it is that you are able to, what new tactics or whatever that you could implement into your life. It's just a cycle. You fall down, you get back up. You learn what caused you to fall down. You try to not do that again. Then something else may make you fall down. And that's just a new thing that you're learning to watch out for. I know that the majority of people probably can't take more than a day or two to recover from burnout. And in most cases, it takes longer than that. As I said, I don't think I've ever fully been able to allocate the time that I need, if we're being honest, to fully recover. Maybe it's a day or two at a time. But what I really want to say and just encourage you to think about next time you're feeling burnt out is to take whatever time that you have and be so intentional about recharging with that time. Giving yourself permission to let go of what is causing you stress at the moment just for a day or two, and you will feel a difference, I promise. I did this one time in a video. I took a day to just literally do nothing except things that brought me joy. I didn't think about anything work related. I didn't stress about like, oh, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do with that? None of that. I allowed myself to just breathe. And even after one day, I felt a little bit lighter. Obviously, I still had more work to do with alleviating that weight of the burnout. It's not like it was gone completely, but I recharged enough that I could keep going without literally feeling like I was going to crash, burn, and just like evaporate. Whatever time that you have, use it to your advantage, make the most of it, and give yourself permission to breathe. Your phone charges faster when you're not using it at the same time. Once I gave myself permission to stop thinking about things is when I actually felt improvement. The first couple of days I was saying I was doing nothing, but I was just procrastinating. It took me kind of a lot to tell myself that it was okay to do nothing for a second, because I don't like doing nothing. I feel like shit when I do nothing. I get down on myself when I'm doing nothing. I literally feel like a piece of shit, a failure, everything that I could say that's bad. I get so down on myself. And that was like the most difficult obstacle for me to overcome this past time, is just like not letting that get through to me, like not letting that negative self-talk affect me, and instead blocking it out, actually replacing it with positive self-talk that I need to give myself this permission right now for the greater good in the long run for myself, letting that outweigh the negative self-talk. Once I did that, this process sped up so much. I felt myself getting bored, and then from there, guess what happened? I felt inspired. I was seeing inspiration. I was seeing the same things, but I was seeing them differently because my mind was freed up more to feel that inspiration where it wasn't freed up to feel it before. I'm going to stop myself while I'm ahead because I feel like I'm getting into ramble territory, and I could probably talk about burnout for a long time, but this is the gist. This is what I wanted to convey. And this is where I was last week, doing my absolute best to be gentle with myself, give myself grace, and recharge myself. And while I definitely could have taken like probably 5 more years to recharge, as I'm sure we would all love to do, I'm not doing that. It's not really realistic at all. And despite that, I do actually feel improvement now as compared to where I was last week at this time. I do feel improved, and I feel like I am more able to get back at it now than I did last week. So that's that. Happy to be back. Love you guys so much. Thank you for sticking around. Thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for being here. I really appreciate you, and I love you, and I hope that you all love yourselves and give yourselves that grace and that kindness because you deserve it. All right. I will talk to y'all next week with a brand new episode. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, amazing rest of your week. I'll talk to you soon. Take care of yourselves. I love you. Bye.